And now we're in the South, in the Warrior Quarter. And before we go any farther, I want to just point out that we use the word warrior as a gender-neutral term. We have not found a good word to a good label for a female warrior, for a woman warrior that doesn't, in my judgment, diminish a woman warrior in some way, warrioress, or, you know, warriorette, or we don't like those words, so we just use the word warrior, and by that we mean a male warrior or a female warrior.
Right. Warrior energy is about power.
Right.
One way to look at power also is to envision, as we do, that life has to do with a paradox, and warriors are always found right on the line. I mean, in the old kingdom, the warrior was found out by the boundary line of the kingdom, where the new kingdom sort of met the old world. But warrior energy is something that in some ways encompasses the energies of both sides of the paradox. It enfolds the energy of all the three other archetypes, the magician, the sovereign, and the lover, into some kind of action.
Right.
And it is the warrior that's standing on the line and sort of dispensing the power or accomplishing things.
Mm-hmm. If you think about the cycle of death and rebirth that all life goes through, the warrior archetype is the part of me that is willing to kill what needs to die in order for something new to be reborn, in order for something new to come through. The warrior sees what needs to die, well, or in some ways the other three archetypes kind of help the warrior see what needs to die and feel, and then the warrior is the one who's actually willing to carry that out.
Right. The warrior needs to be in service in some ways to the other archetypes,
right,
and take orders from there. The warrior has to do with the bottom line, too. There's that line.
Right.
And therefore, we see that there's a lot of warrior energy in business, the bottom line of business, or in law, in being a lawyer, or police. Work, that sort of thing. You see a lot of warrior energy.
Right. We
those
don't
kinds of professions.
We don't use the word warrior here synonymously with soldier. When we talk about the archetypal warrior, we don't mean soldiers or the military as we know it today. I believe you can learn a lot about warrior energy from looking at certain aspects of the military, but we definitely do not equate those two things.
Right. So the purpose of warrior energy, why would I want to bring warrior energy to me? That's so that I can accomplish things, so
right,
there can be accomplishment through boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
We talk a lot about boundary setting or drawing the line as part of the work of the warrior archetype,
mm-hmm,
in life.
Mm-hmm. And that leads us into the masculine and feminine sides of warrior energy, which actually I think are pretty clear in terms of the masculine. My masculine warrior is about offense, is about expanding the boundaries of my realm, whatever realm that might be. Achievement, outward expansion, offense. Whereas my feminine warrior energy is about defense, is about protecting what is within the boundaries of my realm, keeping it safe, not letting anything cross the line that might endanger what is within.
Yep, and that isn't only where there's conflict. I mean, it can also be seen as the kind of masculine-feminine solution to a problem, you know, the offensive solution being, well, let's get out there and do something about it. Let's don't sit around and do nothing. And maybe the feminine side of that being, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, you don't have, sometimes charging off can make a problem. See what happens and go with it.
Mm-hmm. You know?
So that's kind of masculine, feminine also.
The element that we connect up with warrior energy, if the magician is air and the sovereign is fire and the lover is water, then we put earth energy here with the warrior. The earth energy is like the warrior. It's solid, grounded, practical.
Yep.
It's
down to earth.
Down to earth. It's about what's real and here and now. Let's get real. Let's get down to it. The earth. There's in classic Eastern, in the Eastern martial arts, there's a very grounded sort of bent knee down stance that the warrior takes.
So the element is earth. It's just a rock solid. And,
right, balanced.
And contains, I think, in many ways, the gems that are found deep down in the earth, too.
Mm-hmm.
Real gems and warrior energy. The family role from that layer of the pyramid, from Sharon Wegscheider, is the rebel. That's the kid in the family that just upset the status quo at every turn and made a lot of trouble, often opposed authority, and, you know, just had to sort out all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, brought conflict into places where there wasn't conflict before.
In families that experience a lot of dysfunctional interactions, this is often the kid who takes on that warrior role, who sees what needs to die about the status quo and is willing to take out their sword and do what needs to happen to kill that, to say, hey, look, there is something wrong here.
Right. And again, you'll see this family role is defined by Sharon Wegscheider also as the rebel or the scapegoat.
Right.
And that kind of shows you both sides of the line. A child can do that either by sort of taking the offense and making trouble, or being the victim and getting loaded on and picked on all the time and catching catching the aggression.
Right. If it wasn't for you, this family would be just fine. If you would quit shoplifting, we would have no problems.
Right. Okay. The gateway into the warrior quarter is the emotion of anger as we see it. And so here's a wonderful place to realize what anger might be for.
Mm-hmm.
Anger is often seen in many modalities as an emotion we would best do without, and yet we have it. We see anger as a powerful gateway mm-hmm. into the warrior quarter or into accomplishment. It's often our anger that will cause us to set the boundary for something, give ourselves the limits and the goals so that we can accomplish something.
I see anger as a clue in me, the same way pain is a physical clue that my physical boundary has been crossed. You know, mm-hmm. something has broken through my skin and is hurting me. Anger is a clue about my more psychological or emotional boundaries, that when I feel my anger, I can always go looking for what boundary has been crossed, which of my boundaries have been crossed, and it may be a legitimate or an illegitimate boundary. What I choose to do once I find the boundary, maybe I change my boundary, or maybe I need to deal with whoever or whatever crossed my boundary. But anger is always a clue to me that there's something going on with my boundaries.
Right. And anger is a powerful, powerful emotion that mm-hmm. we can use in our lives rather than having anger use us.
Right. I believe that if I can be in a place that's safe enough to fully feel my anger, it's just like within the other quarters. My anger will transform. It will shift. The gateway will open, and my warrior power will come through. So that if I'm able to feel my anger, it changes, actually, in my experience, very quickly from anger and just becomes power to achieve or to do something, to take some stand, to set some boundary. And what I'm actually feeling then when I'm setting the boundary isn't really anger anymore. It's just my power and my strength.
Right. So once again, as with the other quarters, the warrior isn't always angry by
right.
a long
no.
shot. It's the anger is just a gateway to get in there.
Right.
And that's what it's useful for.
Right.
So that gives you kind of an idea, again, of the what we call mm-hmm. the healthy side of the pyramid. So what does warrior energy look like when it's in shadow? What's the too much and too little of warrior
mm-hmm.
energy? And on the too little side, we see someone who manifests too little warrior energy as being either what we call sort of flaky or the victim. By flaky, we mean someone who's saying, I don't need this. I don't need anger.
I don't need boundaries, really.
No,
I love everyone.
No.
And I really, I just want to be one with everyone. We don't need all this conflict all over
right.
the place. I don't need that. Can't we just get above that and love each other? Often we experience this person as being up off the ground.
Yeah, flying.
Not very grounded.
And there's a boundarylessness here of letting anything in or trying to embrace everything that will have her soon be a victim. So we say both flaky and victim, because something's going to come in on here and hurt her, and then she's going to feel like she's a victim, and then she's going to be saying, I don't need this. You know, I don't need any more of this aggravation.
Right. But I do and do and do for you, and this is the thanks I get.
Right, right. Being betrayed, being the martyr over here
right.
Has a lot to do with this side of the shadow. Then, of course, there's the side where there's too much warrior energy, and that we call savage.
Mm-hmm.
That says, I don't need you, and I'm going to get rid of you.
Right.
That is, you know, mere aggression or abuse or just letting, you know, the sword come out.
Combativeness.
Yes.
Just out of control combativeness.
Right. The savage, or really defensive, is really the same thing. It's too much warriors. It's the person of whom you have a sense that they have a stone wall built around them.
Too many boundaries.
Yep. And that's just another way of saying, I don't need you.
Right.
You know, I'm defensive. Stay out of here. Don't get too close.
Right. And the warrior, and often you'll find that these two, like with the other quarters, go back and forth, and it's, you wind up often with your classic passive-aggressive person who just is boundaryless. I don't need boundaries, I don't need boundaries until they explode, or until they get very sarcastic and nasty in a very subtle kind of way.
Yep. You remember when we were talking to you from the lover quarter from the East, we said there's a message that's given to most men when you tell a little boy, be a man, you're saying, put your lover energy in shadow. When you say, be a lady to a little girl, you're telling her to put her warrior energy in shadow.
Mm-hmm. Little girls are not supposed to have boundaries. They're just supposed to be there for whatever anyone might want of them. Don't be angry. That's not nice. That's not ladylike.
Yep. So in this quarter also, there's a tool. And the tool we use in this quarter is a boundary. It's a limit. It's setting resistance or parameters around things. It's cutting out exactly what we are talking about, defining it precisely, all of which we mean by setting a boundary or a limit. That's the tool that will contain the warrior energy if there's too much of it, and bring it up if there isn't enough at the same time.
So that in a shadow work process, one way that might show up is when we've moved in the process into the warrior quarter, we will always look for a goal. What's the goal of this process? What's our outcome that we want to get to? And now we see that as putting a boundary on the future. So that rather than just have someone really get into their anger, really bring up whatever, we want to know, how are you going to know when you're finished?
Yep. And what,
what's the end point?
And that is usually a dynamic in you that you want to have changed.
Right.
And when we're able to combine the options and the advice of the magician and the motivation, the inspiration that comes from the sovereign, and have access to the deep feelings that comes from the lover, and then focus them all into a change where something has to die and something new has to be reborn for this pattern in you that you want to have changed to really change, the shadow work process can make permanent, lasting change in a person's personality. So that when you leave a shadow work process, you don't have to remember to change, you don't have to read your notes. You have created for yourself a new pattern in your brain that will serve you ever thereafter. That when a new situations arise, you'll be able to react this way or you'll be able to react that way, but you will have a choice because you will have created a new pattern for yourself in the shadow work process.
Right. So that's the warrior quarter, and that's the end of the four quarters. We'll be back in a minute to wrap up.